Minister Richardson and Excellencies. First of all, many of you referred to the optional protocols to the International Convention on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights, the Convention on the Rights of the Child and the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. And be assured that we are in the process of coming to a decision on the ratification of some or all of these optional protocols as soon as possible. Also, there were many questions on the issue of human trafficking by including Timor-Leste, Tunisia, China, Estonia, Georgia and Iran. Tackling human trafficking is a priority for the Dutch government, and to do so effectively, a common approach and a long-term vision are needed. The existing program Together Against Human Trafficking, which was established in 2018, is currently being reassessed with all stakeholders involved. And for the future implementation of the program, the Dutch government has allocated 2 million euros on a yearly basis from 2023 onwards. Moving on the issue of hate speech, which was mentioned among others by Timor-Leste, Togo, Tunisia, Algeria, Benin, Cuba, Venezuela, Libya and Namibia, I would like to reaffirm that the Dutch government is committed to preventing and counteracting hate speech. The Dutch Criminal Code has a number of articles related to hate speech, and these articles relate to statements that are offensive to groups that enjoy the specific protection of anti-discrimination legislation. Where a discriminatory ground is established, the public prosecution, a higher sentence in court recommends. Expressions that are punishable in the physical world are also punishable online. Criminally discriminatory statements are not protected by the freedom of expression. An important topic I would like to mention next, and which was also referred to by the United Kingdom, by Belgium, Canada, Estonia, Greece, Slovakia, amongst others, is the safety of journalists. Let me start by saying that the freedom, press freedom, is an important pillar of our society based on the rule of law. The Netherlands is therefore committed to ensuring that journalists are able to carry out their work safely and without fear. As a part of a broader offensive against organized undermining crime, the Netherlands structurally invests in strengthening the resilience of vulnerable professional groups, including journalists, lawyers, prosecutors, and jurors. It does so by, amongst other things, setting up resilient strengthening programs and consultation with professional groups to establish a solid integral security policy. In addition, I would like to draw your attention to the Persveilig project, which is aimed at protecting journalists against aggressions and violence with both preventive and repressive measures. Ultimately, in instances where the nature and the scope of threat is too great, competent public authorities can take additional security measures. And finally, thank you for those delegations who called attention to the impact of climate change on human rights. And I address also the words of my fellow colleague, Minister Richardson, who points this out too. This is an important issue to us, and my government even includes a dedicated minister for climate and energy. Through our climate agreement, Climate Act, and our first climate plan, the Netherlands is taking measures to create a more sustainable society and future for our children. In general, we take a human rights approach to all lawmaking and decision making. This approach is continuously reviewed and strengthened, most notably through the compulsory human rights assessments for all legislative proposals. For the purpose of this assessment, Dutch civil servants have access to human rights law checklist, and recently a guide for constitutional review was also added to the available instruments, and that is important to address. With good legislation is an important framework for all measures in favor of human rights. Mr. President, this brings me to the end of my contribution. I would like to thank you all, those, for your questions and recommendations. We will have a close look to them. The Netherlands believes in the power of human rights and the strong link between human rights, democracy, and the rule of law, and the value and the importance of the Universal Periodic Review as a universal instrument to promote the effective realization of human rights around the globe, and that cannot be understated. Thank you. I will yield the floor to His Excellency, Minister of Justice and Social Affairs of Aruba, Mr. Chong.